we wanted to identify some organizations that were successful in implementing data analytics into their operations, and then to see if there were common factors that that were indicators of success for developing these systems. We wanted to see if there were common factors for success. And so, therefore, we then interviewed 8 different organizations in 6 different federal agencies, and we also sent out a survey to ask questions about their projects, how they implemented, what were some of the problems they had with them, what were some of the factors they felt made them successful, and what were the results that they were achieving.
And if you would, for us, try to separate the idea of data analytics from normal looking at the results of accounting systems that financial people do all the time.
Data analytics is basically going to be the next step or the next 2 or 3 steps beyond what you would be looking at in terms of data that comes off an accounting system. Data analytics, which is a catchphrase that encompasses a wide range of actions that would constitute data analysis. And data analysis trying to give you insights into the data and telling you what's going on with your operation that's beyond what you would just get off of financial results from looking at, say, a financial system or a financial report. It's trying to delve in deeper and seeing what are some of the underlying causes for problems, or possibly, as we see in some of the cases, we've dealt a lot with the inspector generals. They use data analytics trying to identify places where maybe there's fraud going on so that they can then go out there and target their use their resources on a more targeted basis.
Isn't part of the idea of data analytics, and I'm thinking about Moneyball, the Oakland A's story, because that's, I guess, the most popular reference I've heard in terms of data analytics. Isn't it about picking the right things to measure?
That's certainly part of it. Part of any establishing any data analytics system is first trying to identify what's the goal that you want for your system, and what are you trying to achieve. And then it's also picking the right things to measure. For example, you could be measuring things that don't make any sense anymore because the underlying conditions of the program has changed. So it's picking the right things. It's trying to sort out trying to find the needles in the haystack and trying to get rid of the hay so that you can really find the needles and hopefully find things that you would not find unless you did data analytics.
And what special tools are needed? Is this something that's highly specialized, or can you buy tools off the shelf that would enable analysts to go right at this?
It's not as easy as you don't just go to the store and buy yourself Excel, Microsoft Excel, and put that on your computer and start to become a data analytic expert. That would certainly be one of the first things you might do. But there's a couple of ways to do it. One is you can buy software that can allow you to do the analysis. But it's like anything. You need to have people with experience and expertise to try and help you use the tools in the right manner and help you interpret what the results are to determine if you're getting to the right point in your analysis so that you can get the right results. So you need to have experience. You need to have some talent, and you also need to have, you need to have the software and the computer systems to support this.
We're speaking with Steve Saucy, a researcher at the Association of Government Accountants. Now, what are some of the examples you're going to be talking about at the AGA conference?
We're going to be discussing with Brian Jones. He works for the U.S. Postal Service Inspector General's Office. And he's going to be discussing a system that they call Radar. And Radar is a system that they use to target 4 types of fraud for their investigators. They target mail fraud, they target contract fraud, they look at healthcare fraud, and then they look at financial fraud. And they use this system to help their auditors and investigators select the proper targets to audit and investigate, because you could never audit and investigate everybody. You need to target your resources in the right area.
And should this be done by the financial staff, or should it be done by someone who's outside for an objective look?
It should be done inside the agency. And really, the inspector generals are probably in the proper spot in terms of looking for fraud and looking for waste and abuse, because they should know the agency and they have good ideas of what are the different problems they're facing, what are the areas where maybe there's waste or fraud they need to look at. If that's so, they would be the people that would do that. But it's also information. These systems can also ultimately provide information that's useful to the people in the trenches making the decisions on the front end. Should I award a contract to some contractor when in the past maybe they've had problems or maybe they haven't performed the way they should? Or if I'm a financial person, should I be looking at some area of my operation because it seems to be wasteful and maybe I can look at that in terms of the budgeting and look at what they're expending the money on even before it gets to, say, an inspector general, their attention.
The Obama administration has been very focused on proving things, showing the data that proves progress, et cetera. So how much of what you're recommending here is actually a step beyond what the administration already says it wants?
We have several recommendations in our report. And one of the recommendations is we're recommending that there's already good work going on out there and that what you need is you're going to need some type of a mechanism to spread that wealth across the agencies. The government is a big operation. There's many facets to the operation. One size does not fit all, but there's plenty of great work that's been done out there that can be spread out across the other agencies, and they can build on it and become successful in helping to improve government operations.
What's the most dramatic example you've ever seen of something uncovered by data analytics?
I think probably the best example in our report that we discuss is what's going on at the Food and Nutrition Services over at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They run the SNAP program, of course, and they've been able to use data analytics on a sustained basis to make a major dent in the reduction of food stamp benefit trafficking.
People reselling food stamps and getting cash for them and so on.
That's correct, yes. You know, it's been a problem in the program for years. I don't think you can ever get those types of things out of any type of program that has benefits like this. And they've been able to make a dramatic reduction in the trafficking of food stamps on a sustained basis year in, year out.